Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, yesterday, the Salisbury Housing Committee withdrew their application for the affordable housing at the Holly Block. They say it's only a temporary withdrawal. They will be back. They're going to rearrange some things in that application. Connecticut coronavirus now has almost 100 new hospitalizations over the weekend. The positivity rate is at 3.7%. 27 new related deaths reported Monday, bringing the total since the start of the pandemic in the state to over 4,600. Hospitalizations are increasing as well. The number of tests performed since the beginning of the pandemic is 2,574,371. Meanwhile, Dutchess County is seeing its number of COVID-19 cases grow at rates not seen since spring. Two outbreaks are driving much of the growth, county health officials say, including one of the biggest outbreaks at Marist College, and at least one area hospital is returning to safety procedures used during the height of the pandemic's impact on the region. There were almost 300 active cases in the county as of Saturday, the most recent day for which data was available yesterday. That represents an increase in active cases in 84% in the previous 9 days in the county. Dutchess has had not more than 287 active cases since June 18th. 12 patients were hospitalized as of Saturday. Meanwhile, Columbia County has a big problem going on with their COVID-related information. So far, 43 residents have passed away from COVID-19. They now have 779 confirmed positive cases. New cases as of yesterday, 12. 109 of those active cases of COVID-19 in Columbia County. They're monitoring over 399 county residents on mandatory quarantine, and there are two on precautionary quarantine. 628 of the 779 cases have recovered. 27 of the positive cases are now hospitalized, two of those hospitalized in the ICU. From the Republican American, a request to reduce the tuition payment for an Ag Ed student at Housatonic Valley Regional High School was denied by the Region 1 Board of Education. Several members saying they were reluctant to do so, but felt it would set a precedent. Business manager Sam Herrick said the student's family, not the school district in which they live, is paying the $6,800 cost. The student has chosen to learn remotely, so the parent is asking if the board would consider returning the money paid or giving a partial refund. A request by some Sharon residents to pay to use the Cornwall transfer station was denied by the Board of Selectmen in a story in the Republican American. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said at a meeting that some people who live on the west bank of the Housatonic River near West Cornwall asked to use the facility because it's closer than the new Salisbury Sharon transfer station. Quoting here, "My feeling is they're pretty busy down there. Once we let one or two in, we might get a good number from Sharon, which is not what we're in the business to do, so I'm hesitant to do that. I'm not inclined to invite other people to use the facility, as nice as I'm sure people are," end quote. He said now there are more people in town because of COVID-19. The station is somewhat at capacity. Ridgway said users already have to wait during crunch time, quote, "and people's time is precious," end quote. Out of Great Barrington, the cause of discolored tap water that long has plagued Housatonic appears to be manganese that enters at the water source, not from iron from the old mains, and level of the naturally occurring mineral are far below. That can cause health problems, according to a new study commissioned by the Housatonic Water Works Company. Cornwell Engineering Company out of Virginia said its report recommends that more investigation and monitoring of household plumbing that can leach copper and lead. Copper levels apparently were high in samples taken from some homes. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting coming up 3 o'clock in person and via Zoom. The Zoom information is available at the Sharon website. Kent Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 6:30. The Zoning Board of Appeals in Kent have their regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets via Zoom at 7 o'clock, as does the Housatonic River Commission. Those details available at the Cornwall website. In Salisbury, at 7:30, the Salisbury Recreation Commission holds a meeting at Town Hall. Coming up on the 11th, you have to register in advance by the end of the day for a takeout Thanksgiving dinner, which is free to the public. The pickup is November 25th from 4 until 7 p.m. It's being put on by the Second Baptist Church of Dover. More information at 845-677-9458. In Salisbury, the town hall and transfer station will be closed on Wednesday. That is the Salisbury Sharon transfer station. Northeast Planning Board has a meeting set for November 11th. That meeting is scheduled for 7:30 in the evening. Also on Wednesday, the Pine Plains Planning Board has a meeting via Zoom at 7:30. Coming up on Thursday, the Cornwall Conservation Commission has a Zoom meeting at 10:30 in the morning. Also on Thursday, the Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 5:30. The town of Northeast has given notice that the town board will meet and review a budget, hold a public hearing, the Northeast Millerton Library Annex, 28th Century Boulevard in Millerton, New York, at 7:30 on November the 12th. At that hearing, any person can be heard in favor or against the budget or for any item or items therein contained. Medicare open enrollment session is happening on November 13th at Sharon Town Hall with Social Services Director Miriam Jones. It runs from 9 until 3 p.m. Those who want to attend should contact her office at 860-364-1003. The Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting coming up on Friday the 13th, 11 o'clock. It's on Zoom. That Zoom meeting link is available on the web at the Region 1 website. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You can also find them on Facebook. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 29,157.97, the NASDAQ at 11,713.78, and the S&P 500 at 3550.50. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.